Welcome back to our weekly conversation with the head coach of the Ben Davis boys basketball team, Coach Don Carlisle. Coach, a regional championship edition. Congratulations on the regional title. What did that mean to your guys? We mentioned what it meant to win the sectional last week, but what did it mean this week to win the regional?
It's just another step. It's another step that we had to take for our ultimate goal. The ultimate goal, of course, is winning a state championship. But, of course, it was good to be able to get one versus a mixed school early in the day that handled us pretty easily early in the season. So that was really good. And to come back and get new power in that night game was a good deal for us.
You beat Lawrence Central in the regional game, a team that you lost to earlier in December, but you're able to overcome that and defeat them. So what was kind of the message in the locker room after the game, after, you know, a hard-fought win over the Bears?
It was just the same thing that we as a coaching staff have been preaching all year. If we do the things that we're capable of doing and worry about what we're capable of doing ourselves, then everything else will take care of itself.
And now Center Grove is the next stop before potentially making it to Bankers Life, the next roadblock, if you would. A team that also beat you earlier this season here on your home court. So what is kind of the motivation and practice been this week, knowing you're only one game away from Bankers Life Fieldhouse?
Yeah, it's kind of been what we've been echoing as a coaching staff. You only have, seven more practices, right? You got a week and a half left for the season, and you're still playing. So that's something to be grateful for. But the message is, you know, they kind of were really physical with us. I believe that Trace had 17 rebounds, and McGrath, he had 12. So they had a lot of offensive rebounds. So if we can wreck that as we did in the Lawrence Central game, then I feel we have a good opportunity to move on.
Coach, you obviously have been in this situation as a player here at Ben Davis. So how do you use that to your advantage in telling these guys, you know, how to respond to the moment and how to live in the moment?
Just about the preparation. For me, it's not necessarily imperative that you preach that you have to win or you need to win. You should want to win, and that'll be the fuel and all the fuel that you need to be able to get over the hump whenever that hump comes.
Coach, something that I noticed in the regional, your defense has really stepped up here in this postseason, especially Jeff Clayton. But in the Lawrence Central game, you're able to shut down Jacob Laravia, one of their big scorers for LCE, averages in double figures. You held him to just 3 points in that game. So talk about your defense here in this postseason, how they've been playing really, really well on defense.
They responded, and we just gave them a challenge. We knew that Lawrence Central was a really good team with three to four guys that could really potentially score the ball well. Laravia being probably one of the top guys, he had 30 points on us the first time we played him. So we just challenged him. What are you going to do? Are you going to let him come out and score 30 again, or can we stop him and make it difficult for him? We didn't, of course, that was more than we expected for him to come out and get 3 points, but for Jeff to play and fight through all the screens, and, you know, he's usually playing inside. He had a guy who was more of a perimeter player that he was chasing around all over the court. He was still able to come back and get rebounds and be in good position. It was a really good job team-wise.
Coach, obviously you got Center Grove and Trace Jackson Davis, the IU recruit. He averages 20-plus points per game. What's your game plan defensively for him as he can work it outside as well, get into the paint and score down low?
Well, the thing about Trace is he's just a tough cover for anybody in the state, potentially a Mr. Basketball, one or two in the votes. That kid is just going to be it's going to be a tall task, but I think we'll be up to it. And the first time that we played Center Grove, DeJuan, he didn't really play much in that game. So we're looking for him to have a bigger impact on this game, if not even just for the rebounds and being able to get him off the glass. So, the game plan, I'm not going to say too much here, but the game plan would definitely be let's get some defensive rebounds and hold them to one or zero shots.
Coach, Jalen Windham and DeJuan Jones have been in this situation before. They were in they played in the 2017 state championship team. Mm-hmm. How have they used that and kind of mentored the younger guys on the team and allowed them to handle the moment a little bit better than maybe the guys that haven't been in this situation?
I just think as a group and as a unit, they just don't want it to end. So that's part of the reason why we resurfaced and made ourselves a new team, and they kind of bought into what we've been selling as a coaching staff. So I think that their experience and the coaching staff's experience can lead and just blend in for the rest of the guys to be able to follow their lead. And, of course, they've been leading us all year, so that's just what we'd expect from them.
Has there been any different response in practice knowing we're one game away from playing for another state title?
I don't think you put so much onto a game. For me, you put it on the moments. You try to figure out how you can get another possession, how you can get better, and winning a quarter or winning a possession. Because then when you put it all on one game and you put all that expectation on the game, then there comes the pressure. And, you know, you can fold when it comes to that. But when you want to win and when you want to go out there and just play the best possible that you can play, then that relieves you of the pressure.
How have you been able to take, you know, the games? It seems that you've taken these games one possession at a time. You haven't let a team really get on a run against you in this postseason. So how have you taken, you know, the games really one possession at a time?
That's what we preaching. So on the bench, you don't get too high. You know, when you do something well, you most certainly don't get too low, and try to focus on the next possession. So, I mean, I would love to take all the credit, but the guys have been really good about stopping and halting, getting a stop when we need it, and getting a score when we need to get a score. So, there's kudos to our guys, mostly seniors. They've been doing a lot to get us to this point.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Coach Carlisle in our weekly conversation. The Giants will face the Center Grove Trojans in the semi-state matchup. The winner of that obviously advancing to Bankers Life Fieldhouse to play in the state title game. WBDG has you covered for the semi-state matchup. Game time set for 6 p.m. We'll hit the airways about 5:45 with the pregame. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Grant Gobey. For Coach Carlisle, have a wonderful afternoon.